dude. Okay, welcome everyone. There's one more guy coming. All right, maybe next week we'll get a bigger room. What else? If there's anyone standing, just get a seat in the front. It won't be so long anyway. Fine. So we started off the week last week, we finished up actually, Rav Huna and Chuppah, right? So Rav Huna is the one who holds that Chuppah actually could be Kona, Chuppah could work from Kiddushin. He tries to bring in Kava Chomer. Then if Chuppah could work for Nisu, it should work for Kiddushin. Obviously everyone disagrees, right? We said 2 weeks ago on Thursday that Tosos points out that we don't hold like Rav Huna, and we point out a bunch of reasons why not. But we wanted to understand what is Rav Huna's shita. Even though we don't agree with him, what is his shita anyway? So we said that Rav Huna's shita is based off of, this is actually Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, said it's based off of that kind of like the idea of the Rav or not, right? The whole Shach V'Tayr of that Gemara with Rav Huna, I think the top of Hamad Aleph, could be based off this idea of the Rav. Obviously the Rav came afterwards, but the Mahalach is still the same. So Rav Shmuel Rozovsky explains that Rav Huna must hold that Nisuin and Kiddushin both require a Maisa Kinnin, right? As opposed to the Rav, right, the grid, who said that Kiddushin is the main thing, Kiddushin is the Maisa Kinnin, and the Nisuin is just to remove the impediment. Comes Rav Shmuel Rozovsky and explains that the Rav Huna cannot hold that way, right? Because otherwise, how could Chuppah work, right? So if he says that Chuppah could work as both, if Chuppah could accomplish both, so then, and Chuppah we know is a Kinnin, so it must be that both require a Kinnin. And then we said that when Rava responds to Rav Huna and says, no, but Chuppah can only be Gomer, not meaning like his Kal V'Chomer was, oh, if Chuppah can work to do Nisuin, then it should work to do Kiddushin. Rava says to Rav Huna, wait, but Nisuin is just a Gemira. It's just, you're just finishing the Kiddushin. And the Kiddushin is the Kinyan. So what are you talking about? Meaning we said that Rava could go with the Yisod of the Rav, that Rava holds when he's arguing with Rav Huna. Rava holds that Kiddushin is the main thing, and Nisuin just removes the impediment. And then Abaye responds back saying, no, Chuppah are the same, that they both are Maisa Kinyan, so you actually can't compare the two. So in the end of the day, we said that Rav Huna must hold, Rav Huna and Abaye would hold against the Rav and say that both Kiddushin and Nisuin require Maisa Kinyan. We ended up doing a lot of chazar from the first day of shir, but one of the nafkaminos of whether or not you hold like the you know like the rav that you need dasalimta that the kiddushin is a maisa kinyan and Nisuin just remove an impediment is, do you need a dekiyum by a kiddushin, right? So we said there are two ways to say yes, right? If you say that dasalimta, right, like the rav, that you need dasalimta because it's kiddushin, because it's a maizakin, so then yeah, you need edim. But you could say that no, davar shebeirva pachas mishayim. In davar shebeirva pachas mishayim, that since kiddushin is a davar shebeirva, right, it's something that involves arayos, because a woman now is being married and you're allowed to be with her, she can't be with anyone else, so it involves arayos, so you would need two. So if you hold it the first way, if the only reason that we would say you need two edim by kiddushin is because of dasalimta, so then anyone who doesn't hold like the rav, for example, Rav Huna would say you don't need edim. But if the reason is because ein davar shebeirva pachas mishayim, so then everyone, no matter whether you hold like the rav or not, would say that you need edikiyum. Fine. So then we had a very a world shattering line from the Maharsha, as Rebbe put it, right? But the way we could phrase this is, can Chuppah do both kiddushin and nisuin at once? Can it do them at once? So we have to remember that Tosfos pointed out that there's a problem of high kesef, that you can't use the same kesef to do both Kiddushin and Nisuin. If kesef does one thing, then it can't work for Kiddushin and Nisuin, even if you do it twice, because they're the same thing. How can you give the same transaction for two completely different things, right? Kiddushin is one thing, and Nisuin is another thing. How can you possibly use the same kesef for each one? That was Tosfos' idea. So the Maharsha says that the Chuppah can accomplish both aspects, right? He holds like the Rav. For Kiddushin, it's a Maisa Kinyan, and for Nisuin, it's a Metzias of Beves Abah, right? Because we said, how could the Maharsha say that Chuppah could do both, high kesef? So we answered, no, he really holds like the Rav, the Maharsha, which is, again, Yaakov Shari just pointed out, actually, it's a little difficult, because we said that Rav Huna actually has to hold not like the Rav, but the Maharsha, we said, does hold like the Rav. Okay, whatever. So if you didn't get that, it's fine. But the Maharsha, either way, says that Chuppah accomplishes both Kiddushin and Nisuin. For Kiddushin, it has a Maisa Kinyan, and for Nisuin, it has the Metzias of Beis Abah, right? Tosfos Rabbi Zakin argues with him and says, no, Chuppah, therefore, says the Maharsha, this is like the important line, that you could do a Chuppah for both. When you do one Chuppah, it can accomplish Kiddushin and Nisuin. Why? Because the Maisa Kinyan of Kiddushin is taken care of, and then the Beis Abah is taken care of, right? The impediment is removed by the Chuppah as well. So it does both Kiddushin and Nisuin. Tosfos Rabbi Zakin says, no, Chuppah can only do Kiddushin, because that's the Maisa Kinyan, but to do Nisuin, which let's just say could be another Maisa, so that you need a completely new thing, either another Chuppah or a Bia. And then we brought the Tosfos Tuch, who says that Chuppah can do both. It's not a chuppah. Chuppah could do both separately. I mean, you could do chuppah. So again, I'll close there then, because their nuances are different. But the Tosos Toch says that the chuppah could work twice, right? You could do it once for kedusha, once for nisuin. How is that possible? He said because both of them require mitzvah kinyan, kedusha and nisuin. How could you do it? What about Tosos' question of high kesef shouldn't be high chuppah? The same chuppah is doing the same thing for both. How's that possible? So Tosos Toch answers that no, each chuppah is a kirva yaseir. Why is that? Because as opposed to kesef and shtar, which are just monetary like transactions, chuppah is like a more romantic thing. I don't know how you want to put it, more intimate, more romantic. And so each time that they come together under a chuppah or in its house, right, however you understand chuppah, that brings them closer together. So it's a kirva yaseira. So therefore, each time they do chuppah, right, the first time they do it, okay, it's nice, it's a kirva, they're close, and so it's kiddushin. And the second time they do it, now they're much closer, they came out again, and now it's a nisuin. So they're completely different things, very romantic. And we could use this to answer a possible question on the Rav, right? The Gemara in Yud asks, can you do one bia to do kiddushin and nisuin, right? Like kind of like we said for chuppah, like the Gemara says for chuppah, can you say the same thing for bia? And the Gemara comes to the maskana that you cannot. You cannot use one bia for both kiddushin and nisuin. I mean, you could do one bia and then another bia, but you can't just do both with one. So Rav Cohen's Berg asked and said, wait, isn't this a question on the Rav? Because according to the Rav, Bia accomplishes Ma'aseh Kinyan, it's Ma'aseh Kinyan, but also accomplishes Mevius HaBaal, doesn't it? Because they are together, she's Mevius HaBaal. So then, isn't this a proof against the Rav? If you hold the Rav, that Nisuin is just a removal of impediment, and a Kiddushin is Ma'aseh Kinyan, so then of course the Bia should accomplish both. You have both answers, just like we said by Chuppah, should apply by Bia. Alright, everyone got the question? So we answer, the Rabbi said that no, we can apply to Tosos Toch, that even though Bia is a Kirva, it's not a Kirva Yisera, because just because they're having Bia does not mean that she's Mevius HaBaal, right? They can have Bia, not when she's Mevius HaBaal. They could have Bia whenever they want. They just might be frowned upon, but they could have Bia whether or not she's in his domain or not. And so therefore, the first Bia is just a Stam Bia. And then, when the second time they have it, it's a Bia, it's a Kirva Yisera. Now it could do Nisuin. But again, it's a tough balance, because on the one hand, we said that it's not really Kirva Yisera. The first time, and it's not really Bia, the second time somehow it is Bia, but we could say that if she's coming back to him again, and they're doing Bia again, then they must really like each other, it must really be Bia. Finally, to the Chazar again, we pointed out that Shmuel Zrovsky pointed out that Rav Huna and Abai hold against the Rav, that Kiddush and Nisuin are both Ma'aseh Kinyan, while Rava, who questioned and disagrees with Rav Huna, says that no, it's actually like the Rav, Ma'aseh Kinyan is Kiddushin, and Nisuin just removed the impediment. So that we have three opinions about how Chuppah works. The Marsha said, again, we had this already last week, 2 weeks ago, we had like the Rambam, but that's not for today. So we had three opinions. Number one was the Marsha said that actually it could do both Chuppah at once, both of them can be done at once, both Chuppah and Nisuin can be done at once, because it accomplishes for the Kiddushin, it accomplishes the Ma'aseh Kinyan, and for the Nisuin it accomplishes the Bebeis HaBaal. Then we had the Tosafot Reish Lakish says, no, each one is separate. Each one, you need a separate thing, so you could do Chuppah for the Kiddushin, but then you can't do it for the Nisuin, you need another action. And then we had the Tosafot Toch, who added a nice point that you could do Chuppah for both, not at once, but you could do it twice for Chuppah for each one, and you don't have the problem of high Chuppah, because each one is a curious here, they're more romantic. But just to finish up that Sugya, so Rebbe pointed out, finally my notes, I apologize. So he pointed out, right, that we went through that already. So one more thing, it wasn't really from the sugi actually. So we just said that from the Gemara, the Shita Lo Nedel Ami, pointed out that the Gemara on the bottom of Ham and Aleph just says that the Kal V'Chomer is stronger than Hekesh, and that basically explicit in the Psukim. From this Gemara, we see a Raya against the Rabos of Sharashi, right? I remember, if you guys remember this from one of the earlier sugyas, the Gemara in Bava Basra, where it says, I understand if someone does Kiddushin Bal Karachach through Bia, it's through Kesef Sarah, so the Rabban could uproot it. But if they do it through Bia, how can they uproot it? And we said there are two ways to understand that Gemara, right? The Pasha way, which is the way we understand it, the correct way, is I understand by Kiddushin, which we have Hefker based and Hefker, a mechanism for which basically could abolish it, they can just take the money, so it works out. But by Bia, what mechanism could they use? It's not money, they can't control the Bia. Fine. But the Rabbeinu Gershom, when they're Bosef Sharashi, answered differently. They said, no, I understand that Kesef is Durabanan, so the Hey Mamru, if the Rabbanan said no to Kesef, then it said you could use Kesef, they could also say, no, you can't use Kesef. But Bia is Duraisa. So he said that obviously Kesef is also Duraisa according to this Gemara. Fine. We didn't have an answer for that, by the way. How Bosef Sharashi hold that? How did they get around this Gemara? I mean, they can understand the Gemara by Basra, but how did they understand the Gemara on Ham and Aleph? So we didn't have an answer. Fine, whatever. Now we move on to the last, like, 3.5-4 days of Shir. A lot of stuff. We'll do our best. Nasna he v'amarhu. Nasna hu v'amarhi. Right? And just FYI to everyone here and all those listening. So I'm probably going to mix up. I'm going to probably say Nasna hu v'amarhi instead of Nasna hi v'amarhu a lot. So just correct me if I say it wrong. If you get confused, just I'm probably wrong. It's very confusing to just say it right every single time, but I'm going to do my best. Fine. So either way, so the Gemara on Hamud Beis says we have a Reisha. The Reisha says Nasan Huvam or Hu Mikudeshes. Right? If he does both in the Sina and the Amira, they are Mikudeshes. However, the Seva says Nasan Ahi Vam or He. Right? Let's say she does the Nesina and she does the Amira. So then Ina Mikudeshes. So we said, one second, that's a stira, right? Because you can make an implication from both sides to sound the opposite, right? From the ratio, it sounds like only if he does both are they mekudeshes. But if he would only do one, and she would do one, then if I asked you from the ratio, what would you say? They're not mekudeshes. However, from the seifa, it sounds like only if she does both are they not mekudeshes. But if he would do one, then it would be fine. So therefore, the Gemara brings the case. What about Nasan Hu Vamar He? What if he gives the money, and she does the Yamira? So does that work or not? That's the Gemara's question. From the ratio, again, it sounds like it should not work. He did not do both. She had a part in it. And it was Kodesh. But according to the Seifa, right, where it says Nasan Hiv Amrihi, it sounds like, well, since he did the Nesina, he did one of the parts, so it should be fine. So he said it's a steer. We don't know which one is which. So we had a Lishna Kama. Lishna Kama says, at the bottom of Hamad Beis, towards the bottom, Lishna Kama says, Nasan Hiv Amrihi, Nasan Kami, Nasan Hiv Amrihi. It's as if she did both, and therefore it's not Mekodesh. According to the Shakama, everyone says Inu Kadeshes. But then we had a Lishna Basa, which is a suffix. We're not sure. It could be Mekadeshes, it could be not Mekadeshes, suffix. Right? So again, this quick Chazara, from the Risha, Nasan Huvam Hu, it sounds like Nasan Huvam He. Nasan Huvam He should not work. From the Seva, Nasan Huvam He, it sounds like Nasan Huvam He should work. We had a Lishna Kama that said it does not work. We had a suffix, then we had a Lishna Basa that said it's a suffix. Right? That's the Gemara. So first of all, just a side point, the Tosfos in Chulin pointed out that that anytime the Gemara says Nase Kimi, right, it is like we have in our Gemara by the Lishna Kama, so it means that not only is the halakha the same, but the reason is the same as well. So here too, that Nase Kimi, that Nasan Hu Vamar He is like Nasan Hi Vamar He, means that just like Nasan Hi Vamar He is an issue of Kitikach Isha, that's Ish, and not Kiyikach, which is what the pasuk says, so too, Nasan Hu Vamar He is a problem of Kitikach Velo Kiyikach. That's our first point, fine. Now we get to the crux of the sugya, the important part. Tosis's question, right? Tosis's wonderful question, which is, one second. There are four situations here, right? Really put them on the board. There are four possible situations, right? I forgot what they're called. When you have like four possibilities, there's like a mathematical term. Permutations, maybe? No, forget it.
That's the wrong person.
What? That's the wrong person. All right, maybe someone in the back. Okay, whatever, we don't have time. But so there are a lot of different options, right? You have a man and a woman, and there are two things to do. So, 2 times 2, right? You have 2 men, you have a man and a woman, and you have 2, you can do nothing or Amr. So it's 4, 2 times 2 is 4, 2 squared is 4, okay? That's about the extent of my math knowledge, okay? So it's 4, beautiful. How many did the Gemara list? 3. So Tosas asks, 1 second, you left out a case. Nasna he, vamar hu, right? You brought up Nasna hu, vamar hu, you brought up Nasna hu, vamar hu, you brought up Nasna hu, vamar hu. But what about Nasna hu, vamar hu? What if she does the Nesina, she gives the money, and he does the Amir, he says, and now with this money, you are Mekadeshes to me. So why does the Gemara not even entertain that as a Havmina? Isn't that part of the Stira also? So Tosfos says, the reason is because Lop Sikolei. What does that mean? So we said that the Gemara in Dav Zayin, right, speaks about a case where, with an Adam Chashuv, and as Rashi and the Rosh explain, that the reason Adam Chashuv works is because he does not usually get presents, and so the fact that she gave him a present shows, gives her tremendous Hanah. So therefore, it says Tosfos, since there's some cases where it will work, Nasnihi Vamaru, in some cases where it won't work, so it's not a good Stira, right? This is what the Ron explained. Until he explained Tosos, that the whole chop of the Gemara was, we have a stira, right? On the one hand, it sounds like, you know, X case should work, on the other hand, it sounds like it should not work. But Nas Nehiv Amaru, what will the Gemara's answer? No, it's not a stira. When the Rishon says it doesn't work, it's talking about a stop person, that by a stop person doesn't work, she doesn't get a na. But the Seifa, which implies that Nas Nehiv Amaru should work, so that's just about Adam Chash if it does work. So Lop Sikolei says Tosos, there's no set standard, there's no one case, there are two different cases, so therefore the Gemara wouldn't have mentioned it because it doesn't fit in with the stira. Right, everyone get that? It's a little complicated. Everyone got that? Yeah? Fine. So then we had the Rambam, and the Rambam says, no, what are you talking about? Adam Chashuv is not, Nasan Hiv Amar Hu does not work. Nasan Hiv Amar Hu does not work at all. We'll get to that in a second, why that doesn't work. But he says that, so we said, okay, so if the Rambam holds it doesn't work, so how does he understand the Gemara Nav Zayin? The Gemara Nav Zayin sounds pretty clear that Adam Chashuv does work, and Tosfos told us that Nasan Hiv Amar Hu is a case of Adam Chashuv, so of course it should work. So he answered that the Rambam would actually change the case. If you look at the Rambam says that what happens, what's the case? There's more. She gives him the present, and then he turns around to her and says, the Hana that I just gave you by accepting your present, that makes you Mekudeshes to me. That makes you Mekudeshes to me. And so therefore, he does the Amira, and he does the Nesina. So it's not a case of Nasan Hiv Amar Hu. Case of Nasan Hiv Amar Hu. So therefore, not like Tosfos. No, we do have a Psak by Nasan Hiv Amar Hu. It doesn't work. That's what the Gemara didn't say. We'll get to why again in a second. But the way that the Rambam understands the Gemara is fundamentally different than the way the Tosafot understands it. So we point out at the end of Shir, well, who sounds more mistaber? So Rebbe said that, it's true, the Rambam sounds more mistaber, right? Because what's the case again? What is it that's doing, right? If I ask someone here, right, there are tons of people here, if I ask one of them, what is Nas Nehi, Adam Chashav, how does it work? So they would say, the Hana is what works. So then, is that really Nas Nehi? She gives the Kesef, but what's really doing the Kiddushin? The Hana. So the Hana is doing the Kiddushin, and the woman and the man's the one giving the Hana, so it's really a case of Nas Nehi Bamaru. So how could Tosafot will say that it's really her doing the Nesina? It's just not true. Right? Clear? And then our other question is, what's the Machlokas? Tosafot the Rambam, right? Okay, there seems to be a case of Adam Chashav. What's the Machlokas? But how to understand it? It seems pretty punchy. It's either one or the other. Why is there Machlokas? So we said that the Machlokas, Rebbe said the Machlokas is based on, is a mirror needed for Hana? Sorry, that's not it. Is it enough to take Hana or to just receive Hana? Meaning, is the fact that she gives it to him, is that like she takes Hana from that? So when she gives it to him, she herself is like, wow, I got Hana from that? Or no? He has to accept it and give her Hana. He has to actually give her the Hana. So Tosafot would say, all she has to do is just take the Hana. She, by giving him the money, she takes Hana, right? She's doing the Nesina. But the Rambam would say, no, just taking the Hana is not enough. You need to actually receive the Hana from him. So unless she actually receives Hana from him, he says, this Hana works, it wouldn't work. And we said a nafkamina between the two is, do you need the proper Amira, right? Let's say the man turns around and says, the money that you gave me, we're mikudesh now. The Rambam would say that doesn't work. It's only the Hana that's doing the Kiddushin. But according to Tosafot, where her giving the money leads to her getting the Hana, then of course it would work. Even if he says the wrong Amira, he says Amira by the Mammon, that still would work. Right, so that was the machlokas. Again, they both obviously agree that it's the Baal accepting the money or the presents that gives her Hana. The question is just how far do we take it? Do we say that Mamash, the Baal, is giving her the money or no? She herself is taking the Hana. That's Tosafot. Rambam would say that no, she actually has to get the Hana. Fine. So now we have two opinions again. So we have this Tosafot's question, which is what's pshat with why the Gemara didn't say Nas Nehi V'Amarhu? Right, the Gemara said Nas Nehi V'Amarhu. He did not say Nas Nehi V'Amarhu. So Tosafot's answer was, lipsikle, we're not really sure. It wouldn't be a stira, because we could just answer, it works by Adam Chashav, it doesn't work by a Stam Adam. The Rambam says differently. The Rambam says, no, it's actually, the case you brought me, that's lipsikle, Adam Chashav, is not a case of Nas Nehi V'Amarhu. It's a case of Nas Nehi V'Amarhu. So then, we have Tosafot's question on the Rambam. What has the Rambam understand why the Gemara didn't mention Nas Nehi V'Amarhu? So we answered, we gave the Ramban, and the Rashba said very similar. The Rashba just apparently didn't put them into two. And the Ramban said that it's a kol shekein. The fact that the Gemara said no to Nasan Hu, the Amar He, kol shekein, the Gemara is going to say no to Nasan He, the Amar Hu. Why? So says the Ramban that either way you lose, right? By Nasan He, the Amar Hu, you literally have nothing, right? Well, let's look at Kenyan, right? Do you have a Kenyan? So we've said many times, how does a Kenyan work? You need the person acquiring to pay the machna, the person being acquired, right? We said that by Kiddushin, that, right, it was a problem on Rashi, I think, that how could it be that the woman's giving the money, the man needs to get the money. The man needs to give the money to the woman. So here, too, it's not, if the man just says, right, according to the Rambam, right, by Nas Nehi V'Amarhu, if the man says, oh, this money that you're giving me, it should be Mekudeshes, but one thing, the money that she's giving him, that means that he's now getting the money, and he's the Kona, so that's not a Kenyan, right? It's not a proper Kenyan if he's the one getting the money. Clear? I don't know if I said that well. Yeah? Drew, yeah? Clear? But on the other hand, let's look at Kiddushin. Let's say he changes the lashon. He says, you know what? With this, like the Rambam said, let's say this Hana is its Mikudash. But one second, that's not how a Maizik Kiddushin is done. Maizik Kiddushin is not done. You can't say, oh, this Hana is apparently is Maizik. So we're lacking Kiddushin. So either we're lacking Kinyan or we're lacking Kiddushin. But either way, there's no Havmin ever that the Kiddushin should work. Neither Mitzah Kinyan nor Mitzah Kiddushin can Nas Nehi V'Amarhu work. His Amira ruined it. His Amira, either way, is going to ruin it. Either he says a wrong Amira for a Kinyan, or he says a wrong Amira for a Kiddushin, but either way, it doesn't work. So Nas Nehi V'Amarhu can never work. But Nas Nehi V'Amarhu, so you would have thought that since she says, I want to be Mekudash to you with what I give you, so then she turns me into an Adam Chashav, so she'll get Hana from the Nesina. So maybe there can be a Hana, and it should work, because he accepts a Kiddushin with a Das to marry her, right? That even though it doesn't say an Amira, his Shtika is Kehoda, his Shtika is like he said an Amira. So we could go into his das and say, oh, even though he didn't say Amira, he didn't do the proper Amira. He must have meant he wants to do a proper Amira. So therefore, he gave her a Nah, he did the Nesina, and he basically did the Amira. So you would have thought, Nasan Hu V'Amarhu is really almost a case of Nasan Hu V'Amarhu. Kamashalan, that doesn't work. That's what the Gemara mentions in that case. It says, no, even Nasan Hu V'Amarhu doesn't work. But if Nasan Hu V'Amarhu, which is a case that could have worked, doesn't work, then Kalachomer Nasan Hu V'Amarhu, a case that could have never worked, again, neither Mitzad Kiddushin nor Mitzad Kinyan. So of course, you don't even need to mention that in the Gemara, because of course, there's no Havamin that could work. So that's the answer according to the Rambam. The answer to this question: why does Gemara not say nasan he v'amar hu? And the answer is because kol shekein if nasan hu v'amar he, which we would have thought could work, because he's giving her a knock, because she makes him into an adam chashuv, and we put an amir into his mouth. So there's a chance it could have worked, and we say kol shekein it does not work. So then kol shekein in a case of nasan he v'amar hu, there's literally no nasina, there's no amir, there's no nothing. Of course it's not going to work. The Gemara did not even need to say it. Yeah, clear. Okay. So that's our second sheet. We had Tosos, and then we had the Rambam according to the Ramban and the Rashba, and that's those are our two sheetos. And then we said, now we kind of have a little bit of a grasp on Nasan Hi Vamaru. Let's look at the case of the Gemara, Nasan Hu Vamari. How does that work? Maybe that could shed light on this other Chokas. And also, what's the subject of the Gemara, right? We know that there are two Lishnas, with Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra. So Lishna Kama, I can understand, right? We said, I think the Torah Skitin and the Shulta Gibur and the Tosas Rid all say that the Lishna Kama, the Gemara, proves that Amira is, and it's a Chokas, kind of say, is integral or integral. I thought the way is integral, but I think Rebbe says it's integral. It's a fundamental part of the Kedushin, that you need a mirror to be part of Kedushin. Again, this came up earlier on, actually, also one of our first circuits, you need a mirror by a star. So he said, one opinion that you need a mirror by a star is it's fundamental. Right, does anyone remember what the other side was? Either it's fundamental or?
Gilodas,
there you go, beautiful. Or it's Gilodas. So right now it said that this, I think the Torah actually brought this Gemara as a proof. The fact that Lishna Kama says that if it's nothing huv amr he, meaning all you're missing is what, amira, and that does not work, says the Lishna Kama, Pasha doesn't work, so obviously says the Tosfos Rid, amir is fundamental, you need amir to be part of the Kedushin, and it's not, so that's why Tosfos Rid brings this proof for Rishita, we've said on Beis Amar Aleph, by the Machlokes Rashi al Rif and Rashi al Mishnah, that if you need amir. So clearly the Rid, Pekah Shmuel, and the Shulta Gibbon all hold, amir is fundamental, it's an integral part of the Kedushin. And so that's why the Lishna Kama makes sense. Right, then we have the Bahag. The Bahag says, the Bahag had a suffix by Nasnahi Bamaru. He said, he's Mesupak, whether or not the Amira is enough on its own. Meaning either you need Nasina or you need Amira, but you don't need both, right? So therefore, by Nasnahi Bamaru, maybe his Amira is enough. So he said, we can apply the same thing by our Gemara, by our case. Maybe the suffix here is Nasnahi Bamaru. Is the Nasina alone enough? Maybe you need both, maybe you just need one. And that's the suffix of the Bahag. By the way, so Yaakov Shari asked and pointed out, actually, I think he actually pointed out, it's a very good touch, and now we actually have a third answer to this question. The Bahag would say that since it's the same suffix, since it's the same stira, Nasan Hu Vamar Hi, Nasan Hi Vamar Hu, so the Gemara only had to say once, the Gemara just said Nasan Hu Vamar Hi. That's the third answer to this. Why did the Gemara not say Nasan Hi Vamar Hu? Because we already had it, Nasan Hu Vamar Hi, they're the same question, the same thing. Do you need, is a Nisina alone enough, is a Mira alone enough, and so therefore we don't need both. But either way, the Bahag is that Pshat, so we said, there are two ways to understand the suffix. Right, now explain it again. Let's slow down a little bit. The two ways to understand the suffix of the Lishna Basra. Number one is the Bahag's way, which is Amira alone enough? Is Asina alone enough? So Nasan Hu Vamari, maybe his Asina alone should be enough to make a good Kedushin, or maybe it's not, that's a suffix. I guess the Shulta Gibur, the Tosa Kedah, the Tosa Rid say no, maybe the question is Amira fundamental or not? And Lishna Kama obviously it is, but Lishna Basra, the suffix, is maybe it's not. Maybe Amira is fundamental, and therefore, if she does an Amira, it ruins it, right? Nasan Hu Vamari. Or maybe no, Amira does a nice thing, but it's not actually fundamental, and therefore, we're not ruining it. That's our suffix, fine. Then we went on to the Ran, and before we get into the subject, the Ran had his own answer, possibly a fourth answer, to Tosis' question. And he said that the reason that the Gemara did not say Nasan Hi of Amar Hu is because the two are totally different, right? The Amar Hi leads his Shtika to be a Hodah, right? When she does an Amira, so his Shtika, his being quiet, is like him agreeing to her. It's a Gilo Das. And so even though he didn't speak explicitly, it's as if, right, this is Lashon of the Ran, it's ki'ilu hu pirish. It's as if he actually was pirish. It's as if he actually spoke. And so therefore it's fine, and therefore there are mikudeshes. But nasan hi, so you're missing the ikar of kedushin, right? So if nasan hu v'amar hi, I can hear, you can couple back and forth. Look, he did the nesina, that's the ikar. And the mirror is the giloy das. So maybe giloy das, maybe we don't need giloy das. The question according to the Ran is Ritzias. Is his shtika enough of a giloy das? Is his shtika considered an amira? Right? We'll say it a little better in a second. But says Iran, but nasan hi v'amar hu, the nesina is missing. The nesina, which is the ikar, is not, that's the fundamental part, not the amira. So you don't even have the nesina, but nasan hi, of course it's not going to work. What's the having that nasan hi v'amar hu can work? He only did an amira, he did a giloy das, but he didn't do anything more, he didn't do that fundamental aspect that he's doing. The nesina, not the nesina, sorry, one second. Fill in for me. Alright, fine. Sorry, I don't know what's going on here. Too much Shabbos mirrors, I guess. So again, sorry, I'm losing my voice here, but, so the Ran says as follows. I think Nesina is fundamental, meaning side point. Obviously, if you'd ask, does the Ran hold like the Birkos Shmuel, like the Tosfos Rid, like the Shilta Giburim? Sorry, the Torah's Gain? No. He says that Amir is not fundamental. Amir is only there as only there as a Gilad Das. What's fundamental, says the Ran? The Nasir is fundamental. So if I don't know who Amir is, it may say it's a subject. Maybe it's a subject of Matthias. Was his Amira enough of a Shtika? We said in Shir, is a Shtika an Amira? Is a Shtika a Maisa Kika? Or is it just a Stam Shtika? What is his Shtika? Is it considered a Maisa Kika? Is it as if he talked or no? It's not. So it's a subject of Matthias according to the Ran. And the answer to this question, again, is that Nasnehiv Amarhu, it doesn't even have the Nasini. You're missing the most important thing. Of course, it's not going to work. Never even have that it would work. Fine. So then we ask, but what about according to the Rid, right? The Tosis Rid, the Torah Skin, they hold that Amira is fundamental. So how do they understand the Suffolk? What's the Suffolk according to them? Amira is fundamental. So what would the Suffolk be that it should not work, or that it should work? So answer the Meiri. We said that his original Dibor actually comes back. Sorry. Wrong question. We answered that already. The question we asked was, we know that Asukim also in it. If he says an Amira, and then they're talking about Kiddushin, how they're going to get married, who's going to pay for the wedding, you know, what ring to get, etc. So they're talking about that. So then, afterwards, if let's say they're talking for, he gets engaged at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. At 11, then they're talking until 10:30 a.m. So at 10:30, if he now gives her Nasina, it works. And they're Mekudeshes. So we asked, what's it? If you say Gilad Das, then you're fine, right? If you say like the Ron, then it makes sense, right? You have Gilad Das, we know what he wants to do. Sukumoso and clearly he wants a new condition, so it should work. But according to the Rid, who says Amir is fundamental, so you don't have an Amir here. How could a Sukumoso Indian work without Amir? So we answered the Miri said that the way a Sukumoso Indian works is that it freezes time. Time freezes, and it's basically like you said it right away. It's like you did the Amira. Then Asukumoso Indian it transfers that Amira to the end of it, and therefore it doesn't Nasina, it's like you did Amira Vinistina. So we asked. So we said we can actually prove this from a later line of the Meiri. The Meiri later on says that the Amira that you do beforehand needs to be an Amira fit for the Shas Nesina. And we said, what do you mean? But you're not doing the Shas Nesina. You're just doing it in the beginning. Who cares? It's just Osukim Osuinian. So we said, no. Since the Meiri says that the time travels, right? The Osukim Osuinian transfers, elongates the time of the Amira. So therefore, the Amira actually transfers to be by the Nesina. So that's right. If the Korah tells the straight, it says it's fundamental. We could have that. It could be that we had that Amira there. Then we explain the Birka Shmuel. Birka Shmuel says Kiikach, right? It can't just be a Kinyan because right, he makes a deer. The fact that the brother says Kiikach Ishisha, Kiikach is not. It should just Kiikne. Then when I'm in a choir, it says Kiikach. When he takes her, it must be a Mitzvah Kiikach, not a Mitzvah Kinyan. So he says the Baal needs to do more. We need a Chokah from the Dibor and a Nesina of the Baal that shows he wants a Kiddushin. Anat Hadi is not enough. Meaning, for the Birka Shmuel, just knowing what he wants is not enough. So even if he were to give the Kiddushin. If you were to give them if you were to give the money, without a proper Amira Mefureshes, Mefuresh, whatever, does not work. It's not good. Why? What does Birka Shmuel say? Because you need Eidos, right? We need the Eidos to testify on his Amira. And if he doesn't do a proper Amira, we can't have Eidos on his Gilad Das. We can't have Eidos on his Das. Oh, later we're going to come to court and say, well, we think that because he gave an Asina in a way of Kiddushin, he got that on the knee, so we think that he's married. You can't see that. So therefore, it says the Birka Shmuel, we won't have good Eidos. We don't have good Eidos. Then it's not. She's not good Eidos. So we asked, one second. Why are you invoking Eidos, Birka Shmuel? You said that Kiikach means that you need to have an Nesina in the mirror. Just say you're lacking without the mirror. You're lacking Kiikach. Why are you bringing Eidos? Why are you drumming up with Eidos? Just say like everyone else has said that you have a problem of Kiikach. So the Birka Shmuel answer is. And our second question. I'm not really sure what the question was. Was well, if it's just about Eidos, so then don't we need to know the woman's das also? I mean, we don't really need to because Kiikach. But I guess maybe. Maybe assume the Havim, we don't know that. But the Lamaisa, we answer that we actually learn two things from Kiikach. Number one, that there needs to be Das Alimtum. And number two, that the Baal needs to have that Das Alimtum. And so, how do we get Das Alimtum? We've said this before in Shir. Actually, I said this earlier in this Chabura. How do you get Das Alimtum? Edim, right? We said Edikim. You get Das Alimtum with Edim. But what's the old Kiddush? What's the old Kunz? How do you get Das Alimtum from Edim? That the Edim are watching you, and you know that it's more serious. Right? What could happen about Kiddush? What could their claim be? The woman could say, the man could say, I was just joking around, right? This happens apparently with high schoolers all the time. Yeah, like he'll give a flakering to her that's worth more than $5. Say, oh, will you marry me? And like they think it's a joke. Fun story actually happened to me in third grade. I wasn't bar mitzvah yet. But we had a fake. It's actually funny. We had a fake wedding, and I was the chassin, obviously, and she was the and like this random girl was the bride, and like someone asked, oh, can I give them my ring? And he had me say, give me the ring. I said, I ran me dangerously. He gave me like the line to say, I broke a cup. He gives me in a paper, hurry me dangerously, whatever. And some girl was like, oh, you want to use my ring? And he's like, no, it's fine, whatever. Again, I wasn't bar mitzvah yet, but it's just scary. If you would have used a ring, then it probably would have been childless. But whatever, just fun fact. Anyhow, so apparently this is a common thing that high schoolers do. Oh, will you marry me? Will you marry me? It comes up a bunch. So maybe that should work, right? So we said that it's a you're joking around. So you need Adam there to make sure that it's legit. But if the Edom don't know what he's saying, so it's as if there are no Edom there. So the reason that the Beit Shmuel invokes Edom as the problem and not Kikach is because Kikach means you need Dasalim. Then the Edom are bringing about Dasalim. So if you don't have Edom, you don't have Dasalim. So therefore, it would not be Kikach. It would not be the proper Kikach. Then we said the Nafkamina number two. What was Nafkamina number one? Nafkamina number one was, do you need the proper Dibor or just enough to be Gilui Das, right? Obviously, the Ran would say, no, you don't need a proper Dibor. Gilui Das is enough. And the Ran would say, you do. You need a proper Das. Nafkamina number two, let's say the Baal did an Asina, and Azir intended to doing an Amira. He's throat hurting him, maybe he's coughing a lot, right? And so he doesn't really want to do an Amira. He wants to sit and be quiet. He'll do the Nasina. He knows that Gilui Das is enough. Let's say, according to the Ran, Gilui Das is enough. So he'll just do that. He'll get down, he'll give her the Nasina. And that should work. The problem is, right, as the Gemara says, Nashim Debrani Otein, women like to talk. And so she gets up and is like, oh my gosh, we're married, I'm going to marry you now, and blah, 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 blah. So does that ruin it? Does her Amira now ruin the Kiddushin? Because now it's Nasan Hu Bamar Hi. Right, so is that a case of Nasan Hu Bamar Hi? Or is it enough that he was Shtika, is it Shtika Koda? So the Rosh said that our Sugya is without Asukim Osu in him, because had they been discussing the whole time, right, then Azu would have been Gilui Das, right? Meaning our case of Nasan Huv Amarhi is obviously not a case where they're Asukim Osuinian, because if it's Asukim Osuinian, then it's really Nasan Huv Amarhu. Right? Says the Rosh, which is what the Ran would say, that once we know that he wants to do Kiddushin, I don't care if she does an Amir or not. It doesn't matter, right? The way I viewed it, the way, like, I think it's just a simple way to understand it, that you have two boxes, right? You have the Amir box and then the Sina box. And once the box is checked, there's only one checkbox in it, right? So he did the Amir because it's Gilui Das. So we don't care. She does an Amir, the box is already checked by him. The Nasina, he did the Nasina, the box is checked by him, so it's fine. However, the Rid, because this Rid says no, her Dibor actually ruins it because it looks like her Amira was Mikudeshes, and that can't be. We need his Dibor to be Nigmar the Kiddushin. So the Joseph is Riyazaki and the Rosh, or the Ron, the Shmuel. So what's the Machlokas? So we said, so if Dibor is just Gila Das from the Baal, then of course this should work. Because we have the Das, we have the Gila Das from the Baal. So who cares if she did an Amira or not? The Rid says no. Her Amira makes it worse because the Miris, because they're somach on her Mira. So that's in the Miri. Again, the Miri disagreed, and the Miri said, but I disagree because we don't know, we don't need her Mira, because we have it from the Baal, so it's useless. And then Rabbi said, maybe the Rid holds Kikach, is the Baal has to do everything, so if she adds, and it now looks like she's also an active party in Kiddushin, then it's not Kikach, it's Psul Daraisa. So explain that, right? So meaning that the Tosus Rid said, again, we have this Nakamina. What's Pshat? If the woman says in a mirror, the man wants to be quiet. So according to the Ron, according to the Rosh, which is going with the Ron, it's enough, it's fine. He is Shiko is a Hodah, they're good, Mikudeshes. However, says the Rid, and the Meir explains it, no, since it's going to look like she's doing the Kiddushin, again, is it a problem of Gezerah that we're afraid that people are going to start thinking that she can do Kiddushin? Unclear, we didn't explain that part. But people are going to think that she's doing the Kiddushin. They're going to rely on her Amira. And therefore it ruins it. Since she's in the Amira, it looks like she's doing it. Since she looks like she's doing it, she gets the final say. Right? Whoever gets the last laugh, they're the one who does the Kiddushin, and therefore it does not work. Okay? We said that maybe the Rid holds that Mal Shemana to do everything. So if it looks like the woman's doing part of it, that's not going to work. Okay, fine. So just to cause that laugh. And then we have one more shiur. Just cause it quickly, because that's like the crux. With the Ron versus Bizzard, the whole shiur was the Ron versus the Birka Shmuel. So I explained that it's about Gilui Das, right? What does it mean, Nasan Hu? What's the deal with Nasan Hu Amri, Amri Nasan Hu? Nasan Hu Amri, why does it work? Because their Shtika is Koda. So the reason there could be a self-fake is because we don't know the Metzias. On the one end, it could be that she's... On the one end, it could be that his Shtika is enough of an Amira, and therefore they are the Kodesh. On the other end, maybe not. Maybe a Shtika is just a Shtika, and we can't count it. But enough. But the point is, Ron holds Gilui Das is enough. But the Birka Shmuel, and the others in the Rid, the whatever, who would say that the Rid, who would say that we don't hold that Amira is fundamental, it's not just Gilui Das, so then they would hold that it's not Kiikach. Kiikach, you need Aegis, you need it to work properly, you need a good Amira. And so if he doesn't do an Amira, it might not work. That's a subject. Maybe if he doesn't, maybe her Amira should ruin it because it's fundamental. We have two Nafkminas. Nafkmin number one is, do you need a proper Dibor, or is Gilui Das enough? I mean, basically, Nasan Huv Amarhi, how to understand it. And the other Nafkmina was, let's say he gives an Asina, then he's quiet, but she talks. So does that ruin it or not? The Ron would say, no, we know it's Das, it's fine. And the Rid, the Bechashmul, etc. would say, and And Amiri explained, Amiri argues with him, Amiri explained that no, it does ruin it because it looks like her Amira is what's doing it, and Kiyagach shows that his Amira needs to be the one doing it. Since it looks like it's her Amira, it's not a Maisa Kiyagach. Again, this could tie into the Edom. Since to Edom, it might look like that's what I thought. Since to the Edom, it looks like she's the one doing it, so it doesn't work. Then on Thursday, we basically did the entire share on the Ron, right, off the packet. I'm not going to read it now, but I think we did one. I don't know if we went through the whole thing in the end, but we just to finish up the Chazara Chabura, even though we're going to continue in the Ron today. So, the Ron quoted, so we gave a third sheet of what Nasan Huv Amrahi is, right? Is it Kiladat? Is it fundamental? What's the story? So the Achirim said, right, Bichidish, that they brought the case in the Gemara on the bottom of Vavam Abayis to the top of Zayin Amar Aleph, right? What was that case? A woman says to a man, give money to, okay, let's just give names, Leah says to Reuven, give money to Shimon, and then we will be Mekudeshes. So
it's the case of Nasan Huv Amrahi?
It's a case of Nasan Huv Amrahi, yes. Well, we'll see. I mean, there's Machlokes. Rambam says it's Nasan Huv Amrahi. But yes, at first it's Nasan Huv Amrahi. So what happens? So when Reuven gives the money to Shimon, so it says, again, the Gemara says, so let's go with the Gemara. Pashat on the Gemara, actually just read it, just easy. So Amar Rava, Tin Mana Laploni, Vekadesh, Lacha, Mekudeshes, Midin Ariv, Ariv Lava Fagav, the Lo Mati Ano Alida, and Kamishabe Nashe, Hayudaso, Nami, Abagav, the Lo Mati Ano Alida, Kamishabe, Umakni Nashe. So Gemara says that once he gives that money that Leah told him to give to Shimon, he gives to Shimon, so he's Mekudeshes to her, just like an Ariv, just like, and then we saw the Ritva, just like an Ariv. He doesn't get actual money to his hands, but he gets enough from the fact that now he can be trusted in business. So to the woman, even though she's not getting the money herself, she gets such enough from the fact that the man listened to her. I guess it's a woman thing, I don't know. But the fact that the man listened to her and gave it to who he wanted to, so that gives her enough, and therefore she's Mekudeshes. Even though she doesn't get mama to her hands, she's still Mekudeshes. Now Raji adds, Ukishinasinu lo, Amar la, he's got Shili. That he actually turns around and says an Amir to her. But the Achayim say that in this case, he's that you know that Amir is Mekudeshes, that she gets a nod that he listened to her. So as long as during the Nesina, it's Muchach, right, it's clear what the Nesina is doing, like, aka Kiddushin, then even without an Amira, by the Nesina it works, right? So this case, even though there's no Amira, so the Achayim and the Ron say, that what's Pshat have to be? Look, the Gemara doesn't say there's a mirror, right? The Gemara, you look for the Gemara, you look in the Gemara, there's no mirror there. Now the Tosfos Zogin adds it, the Rambam adds it, every single person adds it, but not the Achim and the Ron. The Achim and the Ron say there's no mirror in the Gemara, and so therefore you don't need an Amira by Kiddushin, as long as it's Muchach, right? It's obvious what he's going to say, almost like Gilei Das, but even like a higher level, right? Even less requirements. Since, right, because what's Pshat, right? Like if you would have asked Reuben yesterday, will you give $100 to Shimon? What would he say? No, I'm not going to give $100 to Shimon. But after today, he's giving it to Shimon. Must be he's saying he's doing it for a reason. What's that reason? Because the woman asked him to. So therefore, he's doing it to do Kiddushin. So, says the Achim in the Ron, it must be, you don't need a Mira, as long as you have Mucha Milsa, you're good enough. Right, just like the Arv works the same way. And a Sukkah Moshe. And then also works the same way, fine. So according to the Achim, the point of Dibor is to create an Umdana de Mucha, right? To know what's happening. Not integral part, nor Gila Das, right? It's a whole different thing. We just didn't know that he wants to do Kiddushin. It's very similar to Gila Das. I'm not holding up to give the nuance difference, but if you use the word Umdana de Muchach, that's good enough. Mm-hmm. It's an Umdana de Muchach. So if I had to list, it would be on the top, would be the most Machach would be fundamental, then it would be Gila Das, then it would be Umdana de Muchach. Like, most likely, this is like this. Gila Das is like 99% sure that this is what he's doing, or 100% sure. We know what he's doing. But, like the Shar, it's not sure in the Shar. But by this case, so just about that he's giving it, so there's a 95% chance he's doing it. It's not 100% chance. So it's not fully Yiladas. It's just an Umdana de Muchach. It's most likely he's going to do it. So I just need to know what the Ratzon is. If you know the Ratzon, then you have enough of a Dibor, and therefore it's still Kiyikach. Meaning, what is the Kiyikach according to the Achirim? It's in the scene of the Baal, and the Dibor just needs to show a Ratzon Ba'ama. So Chacha, if it's stemming from the Isha, as long as we know there's a Ratzon, it's good, right? That's a huge thing to the Chaim, right? Meaning, even if the Ratzon stems from the Isha, which it is in this case, right? The Isha is the one who created this Ratzon, this Umdana de Muchach of the Baal. She said, give the money to Shimon, and now we know he's giving the Shimon, means he's for Kiddushin. So even though it stems from her, it's still Kiyikach. Why? Because according to the Achirim and the Ron, probably the most lenient view of Kiyikach, just the Nesina has to be from the Baal, and we need Ratzon, but it doesn't need to be from the Baal. Fine. So the subject, according to the Achirim, is the subject of Metzias. Right? We're just not sure. Is it Hochach? Is it Muchach over here? Is it Hochiach? Is it obvious what the guy's doing it for? clear? So yeah, so we've had a bunch of different opinions about what the subject is. And the first one we had, the Baha'i topic was, do I just need a Sina or do I just need a Sina or do I just need a Mira? So just like he had a topic about Nasanhi Vamaru. So we had the Nasanhi Vamaru, Nasanhi, is Amir enough? Then we have the Birka Shmuel says that maybe the topic is Amir fundamental or not? Nilisha Kama is fundamental, Nilisha Basa maybe it's not fundamental. Then we have the Ron who said the topic is it Shtika enough of an Amir? Is it like a Kiika, right? These are two opinions of what it, right? Fine. And now, again, today, in a second, we're going to see the Ron's other opinion of the topic. But right now, those are the three. We added a fourth now, which is another Mitzvah one of the Achirim. Is this case, right, when he gives it on Zayin Amar Aleph, where he gives the money, because she says to you, is that enough? Is that an Umdana Demuchach? That's the topic. If it's a Umdana Demuchach, then they are, because actually, if not, then it's not. And that's the Shabbos, that's the Lishabbos, and that's the Mimamri. Fine, the Ron always says, no, she does Aisha is Oda, because Kedushin is more mocking for her, because she becomes usher to everyone else, and had she opposed, she should have said something, right? How does Kedushin work? Sorry. The woman is now stuck with this man for the rest of her life. But not only stuck with this man for the rest of her life, but she can't marry anyone else. However, a man, so first of all, the man's in charge of the gin, so he can even get whatever he wants. But also, he can marry other women, right? Before Tekanas Rabbeinu Gershom, he can marry 10 other women. So okay, so this is one more woman, one more bedroom, whatever, like, you know, one more mouth he has to feed, whatever it is, right? Okay, so what's the big deal? No, not in a sexist way, not in a sexist way. That just was a mitzvah. They marry a lot of women, because why not? Right? So says the Ron, by a woman being quiet, so then it's a hodah, because if she really was opposed, she would have voiced her opinion, because it's really bad for her, if she doesn't like him. However, by the man, so what's he losing? It's just another woman that he's marrying. Okay, so someone asked her about the shibudim. Okay, the shibudim, yes, that is a thing, but it's not so much. Plus, I think he's able to say, I'm not going to support you. You don't have to give me your ma'aseh dam. I think he could get rid of some of his shibudim. I believe it's in Gemara Ketan. So it's not the worst thing in the world. So therefore, it says Iran, his shika is not full of hodah like that. Right? But the man can marry someone else, right? But by the Arif case, since the Baal is giving it after she asked him to, by this case in time, which I call the Arif case, right? Because I don't know how else to call it, right? Where the woman says, give money to Shimon, and he does, so I call it the Arif case, because the Gemara said, we're taking Arif. So by that case, sorry, there it is an Umdana Demuchach. Why, says the Rav? By a normal case, it's not Umdana Demuchach. We don't know what he's doing, because it could just be, he doesn't really want to marry her, but he doesn't want to make her upset, he doesn't want to, you know, offend her, so he's going to do it, because what does he have to lose? However, by this case, where she asks him to do it, so he's going to listen to her. He's going to listen to her and do, you know, I actually want to do the Kiddushin because there's an active step he's doing here. Maybe, I guess maybe that's what it is. It's a kumase na shei ba tarsi. He's not just sitting back and just not being shtika, shosig. He's actually doing a mitzvah. He's actually doing for her what she wants, giving her the hana, like giving her the money. So according to this, the subject isn't what kiikach is, but it did, right? What we thought before, maybe the Ron's subject is kiikach, is shtika part of kiikach, is a mirror enough to become part of kiikach. The other subject is mitzias. Is Shtika maskim to the Kedushin or not? Right? It's still not like the Achim, because the Achim said, even after the Nesina it works. The Ron says, no, it has to be before the Nesina. But if it's after the Nesina, of course it's not going to work. Right? Because if it's after the Nesina, then we don't care anymore. Because after the Nesina, we have Gilui Das. But before the Nesina, says the Ron, then the Amir actually makes a difference. The Shtika actually makes a difference. So then the Ron said, so again, the Ron had two understandings, right? His first understanding of what the subject of the Gemara was, right? By the Lishabasha, by Nasa Nubamari, what's the subject? So the first, and this we're done in a minute. So the first subject was, sorry, just like a lot of stuff, I apologize for longer. So the first subject according to the Ron was, a din, is Kiigach including in Amira, including Shtika? Is Shtika enough to be Kiigach? Or is Shtika not enough to be Kiigach? Is Shtika Mazakicha or not? But it's a subject in the din of Kiigach. Then we had the Achirim who said, even after the Nesina, so then her Amira, their Shtika is still mad. But Nasa Nubamari, she could even do the Amira afterwards, right? She goes back and says, now we're married. So his Shtika is still enough. The Ron says, no, afterwards, who cares about her Shtika? They're already married, it doesn't matter anymore. So therefore, it has to be beforehand. The Ron says, beforehand, we don't know, is this Nesina enough or not? So something according to the Ron, is in Matthias. Was his Shtika a gilui das or was it just a stav shtika? He's not really happy, right? We don't know by a man, because a man normal kiddushin, it might not be in his best interest. He might not really care. He might not really want it, but it's not in his best interest to argue. So we're not really sure that he wants it. But by a woman, the shtika is odah, because if she didn't want it, it's really bad for her. She should have voiced her opinion. They're on to, I don't like the second opinion. I think the first topic, the one about din, I think that's a proper one. How to understand kibbutz. So we asked, what about our sugya sounds more like the one in din? So the Chavos Shlomo said that our Lishna Kama said, Nasan Huv Amrihi, Nasan Kibi, the Nasan Huv Amrihi. And it's not good, and it's not good. So clearly there, what was the problem? Kiyikach, right? We said it's kitikach and not kiyikach, right? Because that was our closest cool and it comes full circle. And nasa kimi, whenever the Gemara says it, it means that it's the same problem in Sfar as halacha. And so therefore, nasa kimi by nasa nehi v'amrihi, nasa nehi v'amrihi is the same problem, kitikach, as nasa nehi v'amrihi. So kitikach is an issue of kiyikach. So therefore, our sugya sounds like kiyikach is the problem. So therefore, the subject by Lishna Basra should follow suit. If the problem by kiyikach, by Lishna Kama was kiyikach, then the subject by the Lishna Basra should be kiyikach as well. So we said, what the Achim said? So Yaakov Shari jumped on and said, the Achim would respond, no, who said Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra could be the same? Lishna Kama could be, we think that it's about kiyikach. Kama Shalom, Lishna Basra, no, it's actually about the Metzias. So that's the thing. Just to give up another summary, because we're going to probably continue today. Nasan Huv Amrihi is not the Gemara brings Nasan Huv Amrihi and as a steer. Is it yes? Is it work or not? Conversion, no from the Sefer, yes. And Tosus asked why is it not there. Tosus said because it's lopsikle. We don't really know the psak. We don't know by some cases by no chashuv it works, by some cases it does not work. The Rambam said no. The case of no chashuv is not Nasan Huv Amrihi with Nasan Huv Amrihi because he's giving her a nah. And why is Nasan Huv Amrihi? Why is Nasan Huv Amrihi not in the Gemara? Because it's so obviously not going to work. It's a kosher cane. If Nasan Huv the Vamrihi, which had potential to work, doesn't work. So then Kavachomer, Nasan Huv Amrihi, which had zero possibility to work, does not work. And the Meiri came and said, Nasan Huv Amrihi, you don't even have the Nesina, you don't even get off the ground, there's no Nesina at all, so there's nothing to talk about. But Amira, Nasan Huv Amrihi, maybe Shika is an Avodah, but he has a Nesina, so therefore it works. And then we had the Bahag, which said that since it's the same issue of is it Nesina enough, is it Amira enough, so we didn't have to put Nasan Huv Amrihi if we didn't need to put Nasan Huv Amrihi. We already put Nasan Huv Amrihi. Then we had our last question, which is, okay, great. What's the Lishna Basra? What's the Lishna Kama? What's Psak? What's Pshat with Nasan Huv Amrihi? What's his case? So let's start with the Bahag. The Bahag said, the topic is Amira enough on its own? Is Nesina enough on its own? In each case, we don't know. Then we had the Rid who said, no, the question is Amira fundamental or not? According to the Lishna Kama, it's according to the Sefik of Lishna Basra, we're not sure. Then we had the Rav who says, no, Giladas, the Sefik is... does Giladas count as Kiyikach? Does his Shtika count as Kiyikach or not? Then we had the Achirim who said, then we asked, well, second, how did Rasukum also didn't work? So then we give him his answer for the Rid. If you say it's fundamental, that the fundamental Amir gets transferred over through Rasukum also didn't. Then we had the Achirim in the round who said that the subject of the Gemara is that you would have thought that since it's an Umdana Demuchach, so maybe that should work. It's a suffix in Mitzias. Is that an Umdana Demuchach, his quietness or not? As opposed to a woman who's quiet, whose shtika actually is fully Hodah, man's is not, we're not sure about. Comes around and says, no, that's not, that does not work afterwards, it only works beforehand. And therefore the Ron has the second possibility of the suffix in the Gemara. And the Ron says, maybe the suffix in the Gemara is in Mitzias, again, similar to the Achirim. But let's say that he's quiet beforehand. Let's say she does an Amira before the Nesina. Does that work or not? Again, the Achirim talking about after the Nesina. The Ron's talking about before the Nesina, maybe that should work. We're not sure that Matthias does he have a das? Does he have das to be? Does the sheik count as das that he wants to do kiyushin or not? And we answer the Ron says he likes his first shot more. That's a suffix in din. Is it kiyach or not? And the Chavos Shlomo said we see that from our sugya that the Lishna Kama is about kiyach. It's about din, right? And they said kamisha not a kamisha not nehiv amrihi, which is an issue of kiyach, not kiyach. But the Lishna Basra should follow suit. And we said that the Achayim could answer no. The Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra are actually very different. And that was the end of our shir, and that was the end of our week of shir. Today we're going to continue with the Ron. Shkoyach everyone for coming. Just try to, I don't want a long line, so try to clear out quickly, move your bags, and everyone have a wonderful day.